Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, I hope Jackson got hot mic during that break. Curtis, yeah, you are missing so much being that in that producer booth, not in the studio with these two. Full advice from Wiggy on the marital bed for Courtney during the break. I think Jackson got it, so we'll get it in there in a little bit. As soon as we discuss that Wiggy may have been right yesterday based on speculation.
I'm right again on that one.
By the speculation by the national media with regard to the Patriots trading for Lamar Jackson.
I have a question about the Lamar Jackson issue, though, because...
How often should he have sex?
No. I'm sure he's doing quite well for himself. When you think about his injury, mm-hmm. his knee injury, they were saying his return was going to be early, mid-December. We're now into January. Is there any way that the contract, negotiations, everything that's happened before the season started has led to him being so frustrated with Baltimore that he is prolonging this? 16 practices.
It could be him, but also could be them. If they do intend to trade him.
Because that's not a great look either. You're still the starting quarterback for this team. I don't think that if you are good to go, you should be good to go.
Yeah, but so you got to think about yourself.
From what I understand, it is Lamar pushing back a little bit on top. He's like taking his sweet ass time, mm-hmm. basically, with this injury.
Which he should.
Yeah, because he's frustrated with the organization.
You got to worry about it. We know
is that the kind of guy you want?
Exactly. Here? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's because he wants his money. If he gets paid, this wouldn't be an issue. He'd be back on the field already.
But who knows? We've had this happen with Steph Gilmore. Didn't he want a specific number? They gave it to him, and then the next 2 years later, he wanted another.
He wanted a new contract, but that was towards the end of his contract.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you're talking about the future of a franchise, and I want Lamar. Mm-hmm. I'm on board with Lamar. But being devil's advocate, don't you also have to see, okay, he's kind of throwing a temper tantrum here, and do we want that in our locker room?
There is no other option for a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber to do anything but withhold his services, because the idiots in the players' union agreed to get the franchise tag and the CBA, which is now a massive tool by the owners to subject players to remaining where they are no matter what they do. And the only way Lamar Jackson can get fair market value is if he withholds his services from the Ravens until they pay him the max amount of money possible.
Right.
Okay. Or agree not to franchise.
So in your scenario and the scenario of others, they franchise him and then you trade Mac there.
You trade Mac there along with first round draft picks.
Just you have to give him two first round draft picks on a franchise player, right?
On a franchise player, it is two, but it's similar to Davante Adams and the Raiders. They gave up a first round and a second round draft pick to get him, but I think with the quarterback, it's going to cost you more. So you give up a first round this year and a first round next year, and along with Mac Jones.
Do you think Mac wants to be out of here?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you basing that on? His family leaving the suite at halftime?
I think the media here is so different than everywhere else, and you can agree or disagree with that. But having worked in a different market, it is much different here.
But forget about the media.
But also, you and the coach don't get along.
Right.
But I think if I'm Mac Jones, you also have to take into account, are you going to find another head coach that has the time and energy to wait to see if you pan out to be a guy that's going to have longevity in this league?
He probably wants to go someplace else because it really doesn't have anything to do with media or fans. For a player, for anybody, would you want to work for...
It doesn't have anything to do with what you just said, Courtney, but I want to carry on.
But if you work for an organization, you want that organization to show you that they want you.
Right.
Who cares about what the fans think of you or the media? If Bill Belichick, when asked, what's the future of Mac Jones, and we heard him talk about, if he goes, Mac's our guy. He's our quarterback. Yeah. Even if the fans were booing him to the highest mountain, That means absolutely nothing. As long
I think
as
it does for a guy who comes from Alabama, who people bow down to when
Courtney,
he walked around the campus.
As a former player, all we care about is the fact that the organization wants you. Mm. Because once they show that they want you, that's the only thing that matters, right? And has the organization shown him that?
No.
And that's his biggest thing. They haven't shown him the love that he needs.
This is Scott from Bellingham. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So when Curtis and Jermaine talked about it's an easy choice for Lamar over Mac, you're not making that choice in the bubble.
You know what, Scott, you're fine. Just hang on. I'll see if your phone gets better.
I'm going to say what his comment line says. Lamar is like Andy Dalton. Okay, next.
What's he saying? Great in the regular season. And
when has Andy Dalton been great in a regular season? I mean, what are we doing here?
Don't besmirch the Red Rocket on this program.
You can also say the same thing about Josh Allen. He hasn't won anything either yet, guys.
Right, and why are you mad at the media, Patriots fans? The head coach hates Mac. Like, it's not our opinion.
Right.
He won't even say he's the starter next year. He has not said a single thing supporting him since the offseason concluded last year. So why are you yelling at us for saying there should be a different option when the guy that you love doesn't want him?
It's just wild when you compare the treatment that he gave to Cam Newton with the treatment that he's given to Mac Jones. I don't understand that. Right.
Why would you want to play for that, an organization like that?
But he went out of his way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To praise Cam Newton and to do everything possible to help Cam Newton succeed here.
He did the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo can run everything that Tom Brady runs. Why do you want to play for an organization why would you want to work for somebody who's not treating you in a way that you feel like you deserve to be treated?
Ken, you listening?
And that's the number one thing, I think, when you're looking at this Mac Jones situation. So if there was a trade on the table, I wouldn't be surprised if he tells us, if he's talked to his agent and been like, hey, see what you can do to get me up out of here.
I just don't know if you look around the league, besides Josh McDaniels, who obviously knows him well, if there are a lot of head coaches out there who have seen his body of work and say, yeah, this is a guy that I want to trade for.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Just for a backup position?
No, for a start. Look what they did with Baker Mayfield, right? There are a ton of coaches out there that feel like, oh, we can fix that guy. We can fix him. Because they're probably thinking the same thing we're thinking. Oh, Mac Jones is a really good quarterback. He just has a boob for a play caller and Matt Patricia. So you don't think that teams would go, you know, he's a first round draft pick for a reason. So there are plenty of teams that would be like, we could use him, whether it's a team like New Orleans, if Tampa Bay loses Brady, a team like that, that go, oh, he could play for us.
But is this organization going to pay a quarterback $30 million a year?
They should.
Well, they see, that's a different conversation. That's the going rate.
That would be doing business as business is done.
Right. Because you're going
to. Which is what they used to do, Wiggs.
You're going to have to get to that bridge even with Mac Jones. Like, if take the concussions away from the Tua situation, aren't the Miami Dolphins going to have to make a decision on whether or not they want to give Tua $30 million a year? Now, Lamar is probably going to be closer to 40, but the going rate for quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, aren't they going to have to make that decision?
This is Joe from Lowell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's
real quick, Curtis, you said since last offseason, Bill hasn't supported Mac at all last offseason?
Since this past offseason, okay. when he said that Mac has made, quote, dramatic improvement, since that moment until now, he has done nothing but bury the guy.
Oh, okay. All right. So you didn't word it that way.
Because darn.
Everything you guys are saying is speculation still. Yeah. I don't know why you say matter-of-factly.
Well, who's the quarterback next year, according to Bill Belichick, Joe?
Mac Jones.
Nope, didn't say that. Was asked very clearly. He did not give an answer.
Well, he said Mac can be a good quarterback.
No.
That's not an answer.
He said Mac can play quarterback in the NFL. He didn't say he could be good. He didn't say he could be great. He didn't even say he's the quarterback of the Patriots.
But then he went on to say we all need to work on that.
Together, which was pointing out that he was not working together with the offensive staff Bill had put together.
Huh.
If you have head coaches in the league talking about a guy like Deshaun Watson, who was accused for heinous crimes, and being like, that's our starting quarterback, and Bill Belichick can't just give that answer. Mac, right. for Bill to say Mac is our starting quarterback, doesn't matter if he doesn't end up being that. At least it shows that you have confidence in him at the moment.
You can always change your mind.
He did it with Cam.
Right. Well, and you see other organizations, and that's my point. That's what players want. So if you're talking about, well, do you think Mac wants to be here? No, if he looks around and he sees like the head coach of his team who has a ton of power in this organization, not backing him in the sense of like, he's our guy. We're going to do everything in our power to try to put pieces around him. Like, that's in all of sports, right? Whether it's basketball, whether it's football, it doesn't matter. Baseball, guys want to know that the organization wants them. And does Mac Jones, if you're Mac Jones, can you realistically sit there when you're at home? What's his girl's name?
Sophie.
Courtney would know.
I would.
Sit there with Sophie and go, do you really think they want me? And for him to honestly answer it, yes, they do.
And if you're trying to save the mind of Mac Jones, he's clearly frustrated. I don't think that's speculation. We've all seen it play out.
Right.
He's frustrated. If you're seeing that and you're trying to save a relationship going into next season, isn't that the first thing you do?
But don't you fix that immediately with Bill O'Brien?
It's still a relationship between Bill and Mac. And for Mac, Wiggy's 100% right to sit at home right now and not know if Bill thinks he's the starter or not. That is not fixing anything.
Nope.
And Bill, and that's why I thought it was interesting yesterday with Ninkovich, where he's like, well, he doesn't want to give the media anything. He's giving the media more.
Right.
This would not even be a conversation. We wouldn't be talking about it today if he said, Mac is our guy, Mac's our quarterback next season.
Curtis, we have a problem.
Oh, darn it.
Boston fan in the Twitch chat says this show is pure speculation or rumors. We have a real problem.
My name is Boston Fan.
Yes.
I'm done with the conjecture.
That's generally what goes in sports every single day.
I believe that's what sports radio is.
Speculation and rumors.
I'm going to get to the bottom of who is making me watch this show 20 hours a week. I will report back Monday.
Mine is informed speculation on what I hear. If you ask Zach Taylor, who's the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and they lose, who's your quarterback of next year?
He's going to say Joe Burrow.
Sean McDermott, the Buffalo Bills coach. Who's he going to say? Andy Reid. Who's he going to say?
He's going to Patrick Mahomes.
The goofball with the Chargers, Brandon Staley. If you say, who's your starting quarterback for next year? Yeah. He's going to say Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm. If you had asked Bill when Brady was here, he would have literally snickered at you, given you a death glare, and said, next question.
Right.
And then with Cam Newton, he said, Cam's our guy. Cam's our starting quarterback.
It goes back to a question I asked when Zappy was in, when Hoyer got hurt, and I said, very easily, Bill, when Mac is 100% healthy, is there any chance Bailey Zappi remains the quarterback? He could have easily said no. He did that with Cam. He did that with Jimmy. He did it with Tom. He was asked about Castle being the quarterback. He said Castle was the quarterback. This is a behavior that falls in line with the rest of his actions since then, which is to not publicly support a guy, obviously. When everybody's waiting for him to give an inch, he hasn't done it.
In the Twitch voice, if you want to watch this show on Twitch, how do you do that, Curtis?
First, you remove any friends you may have, and then you follow Boston WEEI
on Twitch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.